Just picking up from the top two dots on Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar Omer Miyom Tavarishon Shel Chag, referring back to the first mission of Masechta, where we learned that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua argue about when we begin to say Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem. Rabbi Elazar says from the first day of Sukkot, and Yeshua says from the last day of Sukkot. So the Gemara asks, Yiboy Lehu, they asked Rabbi Elazar Mehecha Gamarla, from where, or did Rabbi Elazar learn that we say Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem on the first day, or more precisely, to what does he compare it to? Milulav Gamarla, does he compare it and learn from Lulav, which we begin taking on the first day of Sukkot as well? O Minisu Chamayim Gamarla, or does he compare it and learn from Nisu Chamayim, the special water libation that we offered and poured on the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash, which also began on the first day of Sukkot? What's the nafkamina? Why do we care what we compare it to? So the Gemara explains, Milulav Gamarla, should we compare it to lulav, ma lulav b'yom, and the mitzvah of taking lulav and the rest of the dalet minim only begins in the daytime of the first day, so too we should afhas kar b'yom, so too we should only mention mashiv haruach beginning with shachos or during the daytime of the first day of Sukkot. O dilma minisu chamayim gamarla, perhaps we should compare it to the water libation, ma nisu chamayim me'orsa, just like nisu chamayim can be from nighttime. We'll see Rashi will explain that a little bit. Da'amar Mar, because we know we learned Umincha Sam Viniskehem Afila Balaila, that even though animal sacrifices can only be on the day, but Umincha Sam flour, bread sacrifices, Viniskehem and libations, wine or water libations, Afila Balaila can be even at nighttime. So too, Afhaskar Megor, so too, we should begin mentioning Mashiv HaRuach at the night of the first day of Sukkot. So that is the question. Toshma, come in here, we have a proof. Da'amar Rebo said, Lo lamda Rabbi Eliezer ela milulav, that Rabbi Eliezer learned and compared Mashiv HaRuach to lulav, and therefore we only say Mashiv HaRuach Merid HaGashem starting at daytime and not the previous night of the first day of Sukkot. Let's see Rashi on this. The second line of Rashi, Milulav Gamarla, Shadoma Lulav, that Mashiv HaRuach is similar and comparable to Lulav. Why? Shekashem She'iyav Sherle'elu Arba Minim Below Gesham. Rashi is quoting the Gemara that's coming soon. Just as these four species can only grow with rainwater, Ubayin the Ratzah Salamayim, and we take them in the mitzvah to some degree to appease Hashem and ask for rain, Kamrinim B'Sukkah, as we learn B'Sach HaSukkah, Kach Iyav Sherle'olam Below Mayim, so too the world in general requires rain, and therefore the beginning of our praise of Hashem that He brings rain should be at the same time that we begin performing the mitzvah of lulav. Ma lulav bayom, just as the lulav is during the daytime, shematchil nintel bayom rishon, we begin taking the lulav on the first day, on the daytime. Afaskar nami bayom klomer, meaning to say she'enon maskirin b'leile yom tov rishon adam achar. We will not mention, include Mashiv HaRuach and Shema Esrei at the first night of Yontif, rather only on the first day. Or do we say Ma Nisu Chamayim Eorsa, just like Nisu Chamayim is at night? The problem is, though, is that Nisu Chamayim was generally offered actually during the daytime. So what does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains, Kedashkecha Masech HaSukkah, as we find in Masech HaSukkah, Shememalin Hakli Mayim LeNisu Chamayim Balayla, that they, even though they would only pour the water on the Mizbeach at daytime, but they would fill up the kli with the water that would be used the previous night. So to some degree, the mitzvah, preparing for the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim, would begin at nighttime. So too, perhaps, Mashiv HaRuach should begin at nighttime. Rashi says, V'yesh Tzvarim, but there are some versions of the Gemara, which is our version of the Gemara, Dechsiv Behu D'Amar Mar, that the Gemara continues and says, and quotes, Umin Chasam V'Niskehem Balayla, that again, Menachos, flower offerings, and Nesachim, libations, can be at night. What does that mean? Shemakriban karbanos b'yom, that even though animal offerings are only brought during the daytime, yecholin lahavi hamenachos v'nechasim b'layla, it is permissible and it will be valid if menachos and nesachim are brought at night, even though nisach hamayim was during the day. But if it be brought at night, and in general if nesachim are brought at night, it would be valid. Af hai nisach hamayim nami yecholin asech b'layla. So too, nisach hamayim can be brought at night. If it would be brought, it would be valid. So these are two possible explanations of the Gemara, that either, even though they would only offer Nisuch HaMayim at the daytime, pour it at daytime, but they would fill it up and prepare for it the previous night, and therefore Mashiva Ruach should also be at night. Or no, even though they would generally do it at daytime, but if they would choose to do it at nighttime, b'di'eved, it would be valid. And therefore, afhaskar nami mi'or sarashi rai, shibalili yantav arishon, kama rabbi lazer, shimaschilin lahaskar gvurth gesham. Therefore, at the night of the first day of Yantiv, rabbi lazer says and holds that we should begin saying Mashiva Ruach then already at Mariv. So that is the question, and as we already saw, we'll read it again back in the Gemara, Toshma Da'amar Revo, the Lamda Rabbi Elazar Elami Lulav. Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Revo says, the Rabbi Elazar compared Mashiva Ruach to Lulav, meaning we only say it at, we only begin saying it during the daytime of the first day of Yantiv. The Gemara continues, Ikat Amri, some say, Rabbi Revo Gemara Gamir Lulav. Rabbi Revo simply had a tradition that this was the case, that Rabbi Elazar learned from Lulav. But some say no, he actually had learned a brisa which taught this. Maihi, what was this possible brisa that perhaps he learned? Disani, because we learn in a brisa. When do we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach? Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishas and Tilas Lulav. Rabbi Elazar says from the time that we begin to take the lulav, meaning on the first day. Rishua Omer Mishas Tanachaso, and Rishua says no, we only begin saying it from when we put down the lulav, meaning on the last day, the seventh day of Sukkot. So we see quite clearly from this brisa that Rabbi Elazar learned Mashiv HaRuach from Netilas Lulav. So perhaps this was the source of Rabbi's statement that Rabbi Elazar learned it out from Lulav. Okay, well now that we began this brisa, let's continue the brisa. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar said to Rishua, Hova arbas minim halalo enam baim el larato salamayim, since these four species are brought to appease Hashem for water. Ukashem sha'arba minim halalo iafshar behem blomayim, and just as these species to survive require water, kach iafshar la'olam blomayim, so too the world requires water. And if it makes sense that just as we begin taking the lulav and esrog on the first day of Yantiv, so too we should begin saying Mashiv HaRuach at that time. Amar lo Rishua, Rishua responded as he did in our Mishnah, Ay v'alo geshamim b'chag enon elisim klala. Rain during Sukkot is bad, it's a sign of a curse. Hashem is saying, I don't want your mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Afani lo marti lishol el lahazker. Again, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer responded that I did not say that you should ask for rain during Sukkot, but merely should mention and praise that he is the one who causes rain at the proper time. Just as throughout the year we praise Hashem as the one who will revive the dead, who will be Machai Mesim, even though that will only take place at in its proper time, B'Yemos HaMashiach, yet still we mention it every day, even though Hashem is not at that time being Machai Mesim. Kach Maskirin Gvurz Geshamim Kol Hashana. So too, we can praise Hashem for being the source and cause of rain, even though right now we do not want rain. Ve'en an el bisman, even though again we're only praising him that they come at their proper time. Lefichach, and therefore, imbala haser kol hashana kulam asker, if someone would want to mention Mashiv HaRuach, Rabbi Elazar says, all year, at any day, you could. However, it would only be permissible during the rest of the year, but Rabbi Elazar feels that during Sukkot, as we are beginning to appease Hashem for rain, and the rainy season is coming soon, then it is an obligation. But the main point is that it is not a problem to praise Hashem for something, even though at that time we don't see Hashem doing it. Rabbi Omer, another opinion in this brisa. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, I say, Misha Hashem mafsik l'sheila kach mafsik l'hazkar. Once we stop asking for rain, meaning once it becomes Pesach, so too you must stop mentioning and praising Hashem for rain and stop saying Mashiv HaRuach. So he argues in Rabbi Elazar, and he says, no, once it's the summertime and once rain is bad, we no longer praise Hashem for rain, and similarly on Sukkot we should not praise Hashem for rain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, B'sheni b'chag u'mazkir. This is a new opinion we've not seen yet. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach not on the first day of Sukkot like Rabbi Elazar, not on the last day of Sukkot like Rabbi Yeshua, but rather on the second day of Sukkot. We'll see why. Rabbi Akiva Omer, another opinion, Rabbi Akiva says, B'shishi b'chag u'mazkir, you should begin on the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Yeshua says, Again, as we learned this in the Mishnah, Ha'over lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag. So the chazan, when he's davening on the last day of Sukkot, which is according to this opinion when we begin saying Mashi Baruach, ha'acharon mazkir, the later chazan, the Baal Musaf, should say Mashi Baruach, harishon eino mazkir, but the first chazan, the Baal Shacharis, should not say it. B'yom tov rishon shel Pesach, and on the first day of Pesach, which is the first day we stop saying Mashi Baruach, harisha maskir, the first chazan, the Baal Shachar, should continue to say it, but ha'acharon eino maskir, but the last chazan no longer says it. So that is the conclusion of the Braisa. So the Gemara, in analyzing the Braisa, says, Shapir kamar le Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar has a very good point in what he said to Rabbi Yeshua, that just as we say Tchias HaMesim every day, even though at that time Hashem is not reviving the dead, so too you can praise Hashem for rain, even though we don't want rain to fall at that moment. Amr lach Rishu, and Rishu would tell you, Bishlam Tchias HaMesim Mazkir Dekuli Yoma Zimnehu. It makes sense that every day we should mention Tchias HaMesim, because it's possible that any day might become the time where Mashiach will come and Hashem will be Mechai Mesim. Ela gisham kol emas ta'asyan zimnayuhi. But rain, is it really true that whenever they would come, it would be a proper time for them? That's not true. Vatanam, we learned in a Mishnah. Yotza nisan v'yardu gishamim simen klalahim. Once Nisan comes, if it rains at that point, it's a bad sign. If it rains during the summer, it's not good. Shneamar, as it says in the Navi, halo kitzir chitim hayom, that Shmuel says that we are already harvesting the wheat. It's already in the summer, and if it rains, you will see that Hashem is angry with you, that rain during the summer is bad. So if rain during the summer is bad, and similarly it's bad during Sukkot, we should not mention it. Let's see Rashi up until here. Rashi, Gemara Gamir La, Rabbi Obahu. Rabbi Obahu had a tradition, De Rabbi Eliezer Lo Lamda Elami Lulav. The Eliezer learned out Mashi Baruch from Lulav, that we should only begin during the daytime. Masnisa Shamulei, or perhaps he knew a Braisa, the Rav Elazar Gamar Lulav, the Rezer learned from Lulav. Rav Yeshua held Mishat Hanachaso, Miyom Shemavarchem Bobachron, on the day that we make the Bracha last on the Lulav, Dahayinu Shvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, that is when we begin saying Mashi Baruch. Arba Aminim Halalu, the four species, Sheva Lulav, Esrog, Lulav, and Esrog, require rain. Kach Geshamim, so to rain, ye masker kol hashana, we can mention rain all year round, just as we mentioned Tchias HaMesim all year round. Afil b'mosachama, even during the summer, imhu rotza, ye masker, that if he wants to mention it, he is permissible, it is permissible, according to Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi said in the Mishnah, in this Braisa, mishash posik milisha, once you stop asking, shabbat pesach posik milomer v'sein talamatar, and the pesach we stop saying v'tein talamatar, we stop asking for rain, because rain is no longer good. Posik milahatsk, you have to stop mentioning Gvuras Geshamim, the strength of the rain, meaning Mashi Paruach. V'hashir l'matzah l'meimar, now, according to this opinion, you cannot say in Bala Haskir Kol Shana Kula Maskir, that if you want to mention all year long, mention it. Ela b'mosel chama eino maskir, rather during the summer you're not allowed to mention Mashi Paruach. Chol v'ein zimno, ein zimno, since this is not the proper time for rain. Afachag, so to unsukis eino maskir, you should not mention Mashi Paruach. Chol v'osim en bracha hein, since it is not a good sign. Then we learn in the Braisa, Ha'achron, the last chazan, Hamispal Tfilas Musaf, who davens Musaf, on the last day of Sukkot, should mention it, Harishon, Hamispal Tfilas Yotzer, but the first chazan of Shachars, of Yotzer, the Brach of Shachars on Yantiv, Eino Masker, should not mention it. I'm sorry, Eino Masker is actually in the later part of the Braisa, that on the last day of Pesach, on the last chazan Baal Musaf on the first day of Pesach should no longer mention Mashi Baruch Vishuv Ein Maskirin, and from then on we no longer mention it till the next year. The Gemara said Shaper Kamrele Rabbi Elazar Le Rabbi Yehoshua, that Rabbi Elazar had a good point against Yehoshua, that we say Tchias HaMesim all year round, even though Hashem is not B'Machai Mesim. Da Amar Ki Heichin Maskirin Tchias HaMesim, Rabbi Elazar said that just as we mention Tchias HaMesim Kol Hashana V'Afagav Delamata Zimnayu, even though it has not yet reached the time of Tchias HaMesim, so too we can praise Hashem as being the source of rain, if he wants to all year long, right? Because we're only praising that they come at the right time. Even though at the time it would not be a good sign for rain to fall then, we do say it, there's an obligation to say it, and since you're not asking for rain, you're only praising Hashem for rain, that it should that when it comes at the proper time, so that's not a problem. Yeshua said, can you really praise Hashem for rain when it's not a good time for rain? Is it really true that whenever they would come, it would be it's their time? And since the summer and Sukkot is not the right time for rain, ain maskirin, we do not mention it. And so too on Sukkot. Back in the Gemara will analyze the rest of the opinions in this brisa. Starting in the first medium-wide line, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, B'shem b'chag hu maskir, that we mention Tchias HaMesim beginning, we say Mashiv HaRuach beginning on the second day of Sukkot. So why would that be? My time, what's the reason for the second day? Do Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what's the reason for Yehuda ben Beseira? To Sanik, because we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Yehuda ben Beseira says, Nemar B'sheni, it says on the second day of Sukkot, when we are describing the Karbanos of Sukkot, the niskehem, we say, and their libations. And that word, the last mem in the word is really extra. It should have said viniska, its libation. Why did it say viniskehem, their libations? So that mem is extra, and we can build a drasha out of it. Let's continue. Venemar b'shishi, on the sixth day again, viniska, or nsacheha, actually it says. Again, its libations, but again, that is really extra. Shur said v'niska, its libation. The yud is extra. V'namar b'shi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, says k'mishpatam, according to their laws, but again, the mem, that means their, is really extra. It could have just said k'mishpat, according to the law. So what do we have? An extra hare, behold, there's an extra mem, yud, mem, the Gemara says. Hare kan mayim, which spells out water. Mikan remez l'nisa chamayim in a Torah. Here we have a hint to the mitzvah of nisa chamayim, of the water libation from the Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Umayishna b'sheni dinaket." So why does Rabbi Beseira choose the second day? D'chira mizi l'hu b'krab b'sheni hu d'ramizi, because the Torah begins its hint for the nisa chamayim on the second day. That was where the first extra mem appeared. Hilkach b'sheni mad karina. Therefore, on the second day, we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach. So, since the Nisa Chamayim begins on the second day, which is also coming as some sort of carbon, so that we should merit good rain. So too, we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach on the second day. Rabbi Kiva Omer b'shishi. Rabbi Kiva says that we begin saying on the sixth day, b'chag of Sukkot, humaskar. We begin saying Mashiv HaRuach. So, why would that be? Shenemar b'shishi, because it says on the sixth day, unsa checha. It's libations. It's many libations. The extra yud makes it plural. So b'shnei nisuchin akasam adavar. The Torah clearly is referring to two libations. Echa nisach hamayim v'echa nisach hayayim. One must be the water libation. One is the regular wine libation, which is referred to throughout the Torah. So since there is plural, it's plural. It must be referring to an extra libation, the water libation. And from here we have a hint to the water libation, because again, other than these hints, there is no clear pasuk that refers to nisa chamayim. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema trevayu dechamra." True, the pasuk here refers to an extra nisachim, an extra libation, but perhaps trevayu dechamra. Maybe they are both. The two of them are from wine. How does Rabbi Kiva know that one should be water? So the Gemara says, Savar lak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Akiva also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's rem as his hint of the mem yud mem that spells on mayim, and therefore he knows it must be water. The Amar Ramizi Mayim, who says that there's a hint for water. The Gemara says, Savar lak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we have a rem as of mem yud mem, Nehem HaKavaseh, then he should simply say like him. Why does Rabbi Akiva point out the additional hint of the extra yud, which implies plural, many nesachim, on the sixth day? So the Gemara says, Kasava Rabbi Kiva, ki ksiv nisuch yisera b'shishi hu dechsiv. Rabbi Kiva holds that since the extra libation is referred to specifically on the sixth day. That's where it says the many libations in plural. So true, we learn out from the whole, from the second, sixth, and seventh day, that should be water, but the extra one is referred to on the sixth day, and therefore, therefore, the Nisuch HaMayim begins on the sixth day, and that's when we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach. Tanya, the Gemara records a brisa of one more opinion. Rabbi Nasan Omer Bakodesh HaSeich Nesach Shechar LaHashem, that in the Kodesh, in the holy place, in the Beis HaMikdash, we pour a wine libation to Hashem. So from these two words of HaSeich Nesach, Rav Nassim learns out b'shnei nisuch and akasav medaber, that there are two types of libations. B'shnei nisuch and akasav medaber. The Torah refers to two libations. One is the regular wine libation referred to explicitly in the Pesukim throughout the Torah, and one is the special water libation on Sukkot. Echad nisuch hamayim ve'echad nisuch hayayim. One is water and one is wine. Again, ema travayo dechamra. Maybe both should be wine. Im kain, if so, lichta of kra. The pasuk should have said, o haseich hesech, o naseich nesech. That two different possible ways of saying to pour a libation. My haseich nesech. Why does it change the wording and change the word from a hey to a nun? Shmas minach chademai v'chadechamra. See from here that they must be different, meaning one is water and one is wine. So these are the different possibilities of the source and the hint in the Torah for Nisuch HaMayim. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Akiva feel that on the day that we begin Nisuch HaMayim, so too we begin Mashiv HaRuach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh says that's on day 2, and Rabbi Akiva says that is on day 6. Let's see Rashi up until here. On the previous page, on Beis Amud Beis, B'sheni v'niskeim, and the second of Sukkot says, and their libations. D'sagi v'nischa, Shiv just said, its libation. The kaven de b'sheni eiser mem, since on the second day there's an extra mem, l'drasha, to use it as a drasha. L'halchi matzchil l'haski b'sheni. Therefore, we begin Sein Mashiv HaRuach on the second day. B'sheni suchen akasav medaber, that Rekiva learned out from Unsachah, from its libations, plural, that there must be two different libations. Shnei nichusim al karban echad, two libations associated with one carbon, one animal carbon. And therefore, the extra one must be water. Aval v'niskehem, but the earlier psukim which said their libations, mean the many libations of many carbonos, mash maharbe, the carbonos harbe, many libations of many sacrifices. Therefore, Rekiva can't learn out from V'niskehem that there is an additional special libation of the water, of Nisuch HaMayim, because V'niskehem just means the many libations of the many carbonos, meaning each carbon had a wine libation. But V'nusachecha, its libations, implies there's more than one Nisachim, even for one carbon, therefore there must be an extra one, meaning Nisuch HaMayim. Next Rashi, Savar la k'Rebbe Yehuda, demem yud mem marba nisuch hamayim. Even Rekiva agrees to Yehuda's Rasha that spells a mem yud mem to teach you that you have a nisuch hamayim. Next Amud. So the Gemara says, is Savar la k'Rebbe Yehuda, if Rekiva agrees with Yehuda, lame for Yehuda, she asks her b'sheni. So then Rekiva should agree with Yehuda completely. We should begin saying on the second day. And why does Rekiva say we only say Mashiv HaRuach on the sixth day? So the answer is nisuch yaseh Rebbe Shishikziv, that the extra wine libation, extra libation, the water libation, is referred to on the sixth day. Klomar, unsacheha, its libations, demarbi treni suchen, that from there Rekiva learns out that there are two nesachim. Ksiv b'shishi, it's on the sixth day. Lahachi amar b'shishi maschil lahazkir. Therefore, Rekiva feels that he begins saying Mashiv HaRuach on the sixth day. Vahani mem yud mem, mayim, and Rekiva also said rush of mem yud mem for water, d'lomatun lamemer travadiv diayim, which says that both are not wine, rather one is water. O haseich hesech, o naseich nesech, this is Rav Nassim's drasha, that the Torah should have used consistent language. Shani kravadibur, eshma minatarti, and from the fact that the Torah changed its language, from here we see there are two different nesachim. Continuing in the Gemara a little further. The Gemara says, Ella, but now, according to all these opinions, Hadistan, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva, that the Nisach HaMayim was for all 7 days of Sukkot. So money, which opinion is this going to be? Even Rabbi Yeshua, if it's for Yeshua, name Achad Yoma. Because Rabbi Yeshua says Mashiva Ruach begins only on the last day of Sukkot, and presumably, if so, Nisach HaMayim also begins on the last day of Sukkot, so there is only one day of Nisach HaMayim. Iver Kiva, Trey Yomi, according to Kiva, who we begin Nisach HaMayim on day 6, there's only 2 days of Nisach HaMayim, days 6 and 7. Iver Yehuda ben Besera, and according to Yehuda ben Besera, who says we begin on the second day, Shisa Yomi, it's still only going to be 6 days, 2 through 7. So where do we get 7 days of Nisach HaMayim? So the Gemara says, Lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he really, that mission is going to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says we begin on the second day of Sukkot, but severe like Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisan of the Mishnah, Disnan that we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug Hayamanaseich Kol Shmona, that they would pour the amount of a lug of water on the Mizbeach, Kol Shmona all 8 days, meaning even on Shmini Atzeres. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that we begin on the second day of Sukkot. He holds also, we go through the rest of Sukkot 2 through 7, but also pours on Shmini Atzeres on day 8. So therefore, there's 7 days of Nisach HaMayim, days 2 through 8. But then the Gemara says, Umapik Rishon Umayil Shmini, are you telling me that he removes the first day, that we do not pour on the first day, but Umayil he brings in and includes the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres for the Nisach HaMayim? But why would that be? Umayishna Rishon Delo, why do we not pour on the first day? Dechi Remizi Mayim B'Sheni Hu Remizi, because the hint of Nisach HaMayim only begins on day 2. So Shmini Nami, day 8 also, Dechi Remizi Mayim B'Shvi Hu Remizi, the hint of Nisach HaMayim ends, concludes on day 7. So if we don't pour on day 1 because the remez only begins after that, we shouldn't pour on day 8 because the remez only goes up until day 7. So therefore it doesn't make sense that Yehuda ben Beseira would say that we pour on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore that possibility the Gemara throws out. Elo, rather, Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says that that really is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And even though Rabbi Yeshua said we only begin saying Mashiv HaRuach on day 7, which would imply that Nisach HaMayim also only begins on day 7, but the Gemara says V'Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchusa Gemirila. Rabbi Yeshua had a tradition, Halacha Moshe Misinai perhaps, that Nisach HaMayim should be on all 7 days, even though rain is not good yet, and even though Mashiv HaRuach we only begin on day 7, Nisach HaMayim we begin on day 1 and do it on all 7 days. The Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Space Chorson. As Rabbi Ami said, in the name of Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Nechunya from the valley of Base Chorson, that what? That Esther Netios, the halacha of 10 saplings, 10 young trees, we'll see Rashi what that's referring to. And similarly, Al Rava, the halacha that in the Base of Migdash, besides for the Dalad Minim, on all 7 days of Sukkot, they would take a Ravos and stack them up around the Mizbeach and march around the Mizbeach. And nowadays on Hoshana Rabbah, we have a minog also to do something similar in our shuls, to march around with the Ravos as a remembrance to that halacha that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. And similarly, V'Nisach HaMayim and the special water libation, and that it took place on all 7 days, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, these three halachos are all a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yeshua feels that rain is not good on Sukkot, and we only begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day, but there's a special tradition that Nisach HaMayim should begin on day 1 and go through day 7. Let's see Rashi on this. The Gemara says, the Rashi says in the first thin line, Iver Rekiva Treyomi Havu, according to Rekiva, there shall only be 2 days of Nisach HaMayim, is Sulo and no more. But only on day 6 is where we learn out Nisach HaMayim, and from there it begins. So the one says, no, it's Rehuda and Maseir says we start on day 2, but Vesavar Lak, Rehuda the Masis, and you'll take Rehuda the Mishnah, the Amr who said, Belug Havi Menaseich Kol Shmona, that they would pour a lug on all 8 days. Lo Savar Kavasei, Bema da Amr Kol Shmona, he doesn't hold like him that we do it on all 8 days, Menaseich, that we would pour it. El b'mad amar b'shmini menasech, but he holds like him that we would pour on the 8th day. The kevin de b'shmini menasech, and since you would pour on the 8th day, mishkach asal the Yehuda b'meseira, so it comes out according to Yehuda b'meseira, da amar b'sheni maschen, that we begin on day 2, l'nisach hamayim kol shiva, that there will be 7 days, days 2 through 8, of nisach hamayim. Demapik Rishon Ma'ail Shmini, that he removes day one but includes day eight. Meshiv Bala Gemara, the Gemara now responds to this possibility. Mimatzi Amar Yehuda de Bishmini Minaseich, does it really make sense that according to Yehuda ben Beseira, we would pour the Nisach HaMayim on day eight? But Maishna, what's the difference? Why is it the Kamar de Bishmini in a Maschia that we don't say Mashiv Ruch on day one? The Chiramizi Maya Bishmini Huda Ramizi, because the hint for Nisach HaMayim begins on day two. Dime Veniskehem Marbe Nisach HaMayim. So Shmini, that we learn out from the word Niskehem, Shmini Nami, day 8 also, Mimatzi Amar de Manasseh, and you really say he pours on day 8, Hashvi'i Amar Rachmana, but the Torah only said day 7, the hint is on day 7, and no more, the Mem Yud Mem Mayim Ksiv B'Shvi, the hint for Mayim ends on day 8, the Siyam Kvar de Nisach HaMayim B'Shvi Ksiv, the conclusion of the Pesukim, that hint to Nisach HaMayim is on day 7, Kamish Batam, that it says Kamish Batam, V'lo B'Shvini, and there is no hint on day 8. So it doesn't make sense that Rehudim and Masera would say, we pour on day 8. Ella, Rabbi Shuihi. Rather, the Mishnah which says we pour on 7 days is Rabbi Shua. Da Amar Mishasanacha So, Da Hainu Bishvi Imaskri, who says that on the day we put down the lulav and esrog, on the 7th day we begin saying Mashiva Ruach. Vafel became, but yet, nevertheless, even though we only start saying Mashiva Ruach on day 7, Savar Denisa Chamayim Kol Shiva. He holds Denisa Chamayim is on all 7 days. De Gemara Gamir La Halach Lamoshim Sinai. Denisa Chamayim Kol Shiva, because he has a tradition, Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, tradition back to Moshe at Sinai, that Denisa Chamayim is for 7 days. So now, Rashi makes an important point. Rashi says, points something out that the Gemara didn't really deal with. Vadai Karebi Eliezer Asi Shapir. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer, who in our Mishnah said Mashi Baruch begins on day one, this Mishnah is quite understandable. That we will pour for 7 days because we begin Mashiv Ruach on day 1 through 7. So Nisach HaMayim is 1 through 7. Aval Kari Yehuda ben Maseira uKari Akiva, but Yehuda ben Maseira and Akiva lo mitukma. We cannot establish the Mishnah to be according to them. Elahachli lo mukila Kari Lazar. But for this reason, the Gemara did not say that the Mishnah is Kari Lazar. Dahalomi boy Kari Lazar sphere lehachli, because there was no question that Kari Lazar held this way. It was obvious. Devadi Lor Elazar Asi Shapar, that's certainly according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah makes sense. Vahad Kamukim Kirbi Yeshua, and when the Mishnah said that Mishnah is going according to Yeshua, Rabusa Kamashmalana teach, not the Chiddush, that it can even go according to Rabbi Yeshua, but obviously can also go according to Rabbi Elazar. Aval Kirbi Yehuda ben Maseira Kirbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and Kiva, Lomi Tukma, we can't establish the Mishnah. Why? Jerbi Yehuda Yalafmi Venetmar Bishani Veniskehem, because Yehuda learns out Nisach HaMayim from a hint that begins on day 2. Alma Desavar Nisach HaMayim Lo Havi Ela Vav Yamim, that Nisach HaMayim will only be 6 days. De'ihu Lo Mapik Rishon Omayel Shmini, because you can't say that he removes day 1 but includes day 8. Mishum Hani or Hai Pircha De Parach La'el, based on the questions that the Gemara asked earlier. Lo Asik Shri Yehuda, and therefore it can't be like a Yehuda. And similarly, Veri Kiva Yalaf Mi Nisacheha Shinemar B'Shishi, where he learns up for Remez on day 6. Amon Desavar Nisach HaMayim Lohavu El Treyomi, according to him, there will only be 2 days, 6 and 7. Aval Kerevi Yeshua Mitukma, but it can work according to Rabbi Yeshua, because according to him, the source of Nisach HaMayim, there is no hint on day 2 or day 6. It's simply a tradition, and that tradition says we start on day 1. Lefichach Eimatkir and El B'Yom Tov HaAcharon, but therefore we will only say Mashiv Aruch on the last day, day 7, the Ksham and Bechag Simen Klala, because rain on Sukkot is not a good thing. Aval Nisach HaMayim Havi Kol Shiva, but Nisach HaMayim will be for all 7 days. The Gemara Gamer La, because there's a special tradition, Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, that is the Halacha. And Rashi just explains the last statement that we saw, that Esther Netios, Halacha of 10 trees, 10 young trees, is a tradition, Lamoshe Mi Sinai. What is that referring to? Hamafuzaris Besoch Beis Sa'a, that if you have 10 trees scattered within an area of a Beis Sa'a, Chorshin Kol Beis Sa'a Erev Shvis Ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow that area until on Erev Shvis, on the year before Shemitah, until Rosh Hashanah. Afal Gav Deshar Sados Ein Chorshin Lifnei Shvis Shloshim Yom. Even though that normally, other fields, just as you cannot plow on the year of Shemitah, that plowing is forbidden in Eretz Yisrael, so too, it's forbidden to begin plowing, the halacha is actually 30 days before the Shemitah year begins. But, Zechorshin, this field of 10 young, recently planted trees, you are allowed to plow. Deholim ein chorsh and sevivan mafsidim, because if you do not plow around them, they will be lost. They'll die. They won't be able to live. And therefore, it's an exception, and you're allowed to plow right up until the first day of Shemitah. And similarly, v'nisach hamayim, it's a tradition of nisach hamayim, that what? Kol Shiva, that even though according to Yeshua, we only begin saying Mashiva Ruach on day 7, we begin Nisach Maim on day 1 and do it all 7 days of Sukkot.